Good morning, this is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday morning, I shared a meditation about how short life is here on Earth, and that it is appointed unto man once to die, and how important it is to have your heart right with God and be ready to die at any time. We do not know when our turn is coming, but we know for sure that it will come. I made no mention yesterday of how to prepare for that time and how to get your heart right with God and experience the forgiveness of sin and the salvation of your soul. This morning I'd like to share with you how you can find forgiveness from your sin and be set free through the precious blood of Christ. I believe the first step in that process is that you need to see yourself as a sinner, one that is eternally lost and headed for hell. The Bible says in Romans that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Going to church does not make you a child of God. Being a church member does not make you a child of God. Being religious does not make you a child of God. You can never do enough good to balance out the wickedness of your heart, because you and I and everyone else were born with a sinful nature. We have all sinned, the Bible says. I just read that. Everyone. You can never do enough good to change that. Never. Father, you need to have a godly sorrow for your sin. Not a sorrow that comes as a result of being caught in sin, but rather a sorrow for your sins that you committed. If you are only sorry that you got caught in your sin, but you're not really sorry for the sins you committed, don't expect to receive forgiveness. You will not experience salvation without repentance. And repentance is a godly sorrow for the sins you've committed, abhorring them, turning away from them, and going in a totally different direction in your life. David said in Psalm 51, "A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise." And that is so true. A heart that is repentant and broken before God and contrite, God will not despise them. He looks at them with much interest because he realizes here is a soul that is ripe for salvation. Another step in that process is that you must believe that only, and I say only, through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ can you be saved. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, the 8th and 9th verses, he says there, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." He's speaking of salvation there. "It is not of works, lest any man should boast." He says here that we are saved by grace through faith. That is faith in the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. If you believe that through your good works you're saved, then there's no need for the blood of Christ. If you believe that you can be religious enough to get to heaven, then there's no need for the blood of Christ. That's what these verses are saying. It's only through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, believing and trusting in that blood alone can save you, is their salvation. And verse 9 says, "It's not of works, lest any man should boast." You know, and I'm so grateful for that, because I'm sure there's people that could do a whole lot better good works than I could, and then I couldn't make it. But it has nothing to do, salvation has nothing to do with our good works. Neither is it a matter of how much education we have. There are folks that have a lot more education than I do, and they would make it, and I couldn't, if that were the case. But thanks be unto God, that is not the case. And it's not a matter of being born into a royal family either, because I was not born into a royal family. and many people weren't. And so salvation is not, doesn't have anything to do with the family you were born into, or how much money you have, or how much education you have, or where you go to church, or where you, who your grandparents were. It has nothing to do with that. Some people talk about how fine their parents were and their grandparents, and oh, how good and godly they were, and you get the impression they're trying to get to heaven right on the coattails of their parents or grandparents. But we can't do that, folks. It doesn't work that way. All of us individually must come to the place of salvation through the precious blood of Jesus Christ and Him alone. Another step in that process is to confess your sins to God in prayer. He already knows everything that you've ever done, and you can't hide a thing from Him. But He wants you to confess them to Him. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Dump it all out of your heart to God, and tell Him about all those ugly things that you did. Tell God all the things that you can remember. And then ask God to forgive you of all the sin you've committed. And ask Him to create in you a clean and new heart. And I tell you, if you are honest with God and mean what you say, He will give you a new and clean heart. Hallelujah. He will do that. I can testify to that. He's done it for me. And He wants to do it for you. Furthermore, make it a point to establish a daily routine of getting into the Word of God. Read it. But more than that, ask God to give you something from His Word every day. Make it a point to not just read the Word of God, but to meet with God in the process. There is a difference. I can tell you from my own experience, you can sit there and read your Bible and you can say a prayer and go on your way and you didn't meet with God. And then there are times when you get honest and sincere and cry out to God and say, "God, here I am this morning. I need to hear from You. Open my eyes to the truth that You have in Your Word for me." And get into the Word and see what God has for you. And I tell you, He'll meet with you. And it is a precious, precious experience. It's one of those experiences you just don't want it to quit. You want to meet with God. And it's sweet. There's nothing like being in the presence of God. You know what David said in one of the Psalms there? I forget which one it is offhand. He said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." You know what it was? "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In His presence, in other words. David loved to be in the presence of God. There's no sweeter place to be. God bless you in your journey with the Lord Jesus Christ.